friends. This year should be a special school for Shoshana Bat Sada. Rosh Hashanah Shosh Chol Yisrael. We're going to be learning the Inyan of Yedias Mechalkos on Shabbos, famous Mishnah on Kal Gadol. Mishnah Samach Zayin Amibes, Kal Gadol on Rav Shabbos, Kol Shochech Iker Shabbos. If he thought that there's no Shabbos in the Torah, and he does a lot of Malachas and a lot of Shabbosas, he's only Chayv one Chatos. The Gemara learns this, says Rashi, from Shmira, that it says in the Torah, Shemini Yisrael, says Shabbos. Sometimes there's Shmira for many Shabbosos, and sometimes there's Shmira. Sometimes there's one observance for multiple Shabbosos, and sometimes there's an observance for each and every Shabbos. So if he forgot Iker Shabbos, then there is going to be one observance for multiple Shabbosos, and that's going to be what's going to be Mechayiv and Mechatas. Rashi says it's Mestaber that one Shemir for many Shabbosos, in this case he forgets the Iker Shabbos, he has to bring a Chatas. Mishnah says Vayter, if he forgets the Iker of Shabbos, in other words, not that Hayoder Iker Shabbos, if he knows the Iker of Shabbos, not like we just said before, that he forgets their Shabbos in the Torah. He knows their Shabbos in the Torah. He just forgets that today is Shabbos. He didn't realize today is Saturday. And then he does Malachos. And then that happens the next Saturday also. He doesn't realize it's Saturday. So he knows there's such a thing as Shabbos. He just didn't realize that it's today. So he's chayv on each Shabbos. And Rashi says, even though in the meantime, in the interim, he didn't realize that he had sinned, and it's one helein, we say that the days, the intermediary days, are Yediyah L'Chalek. He must have found out in the middle that it had been Saturday, even though he didn't realize that he had done Malachas, but he must have realized in the interim that it had been Shabbos. And therefore, he has to bring for every single Shabbos a karban. Tosus asks on Rashi, Perish Bekuntri Shalom Noda Ben Tayim, he didn't realize in the interim that he had sinned. So we see the days Ben Tayim in the interim are Yediyah L'Chalek. Shehev Shalom Shalom Ben Tayim Shalom Siyam Shabbos Ha'ya El Shalom Nizkar B'Malachas. He didn't realize he did Malacha, but he definitely found that it was Shabbos, so that's Mechalek. So as Rebbe Lazar Eliezer Damar B'Gemara, we say later on in the Gemara, Lam Mim Aleph, Kotev V'Tochon Go Gro Gro Gras B'Shigas Shabbos Zod Malachas. V'Kotev V'Tochon Go Gro Gras B'Zod Shabbos Shigas Malachas. If a person did Ketzir and Tchina, two Malachas, sewing and grinding, and he didn't realize it was Shabbos, but he knew that he was sewing and grinding, and that's Asar on Shabbos. He didn't realize it was Shabbos, and then Chazar v'katzav v'tachan grogorth b'zad and Shabbos shigas Shabbos, and then Vayter, he did the same thing. Ktzir and Tchina, realizing it's Shabbos and not realizing the malacha is, that it's a malacha. Perish. Ve'enu chayv el achas. He's only chayv once. Talking about one Shabbos. Because by two Shabbos, he'd be chayv two. Because the yamim shebein time would be yediyah l'chalek. So must be you're talking about one Shabbos. But he realized that in the interim that it was Shabbos, says Tosfos. Why? Because the first time he did it, b'shiga Shabbos is other malachas. He didn't realize it was Shabbos. Then he realized it was Shabbos. And he did it b'zad and Shabbos. He didn't realize the malacha was aser. So you see that even though he didn't realize he sinned, he didn't realize he sinned, because he thought the second time the malach was mutter, a whole day love chataso, he has to have yedias achet. That's why one carbon's enough. He brings a carbon for the ktsira, it covers both ktsiras. He brings a carbon for the tchina, it covers both tchinas. Even though he found that in the interim, it was Shabbos. He just didn't realize he sinned. But according to Rashi, if you realize it's Shabbos and you didn't realize you sinned, then the din is that you have to bring a separate carbon. But here you see in this Gemara, it's not true. That if you realize you sinned in the interim, in the interim it was Shabbos, you don't have to bring a second carbon. Because you didn't realize you sinned. You have to know you sinned in order for it to make that yediyah to be mechalek between the two ma'asim. The Rivam asks that the Gemara learns this from a pasuk. Why do you need a pasuk? If it's a svara. If it's a svara that two Shabbosos, you're going to realize in the interim it was Shabbos. Pashut. If you realize in the interim it's Shabbos, so that yidiyah is mechalik. So what do you need a pasuk to tell us a svara that he's going to realize in the interim it was Shabbos? So Ayin Shem, Tosfos says that it's Xeris HaKasuf. And if you know Iker Shabbos, and you do Malachas, Chas V'Shalom, because you didn't realize the Malachas were Aser, because you didn't realize that today was Shabbos, you didn't realize that today was Saturday, din is that the next Shabbos you realized it was Saturday, you realized that the next Shabbos again it happened, that you didn't realize it was Saturday. You didn't realize it was Shabbos? Since in the meantime, Rashi holds in the meantime, you found out it was Shabbos. Therefore you're chayiv. Even though you didn't realize you sinned. Tosfos holds Mapkina Lamikra. We just derive it from a pasuk. That's its Xeris HaKasuf. That if a person's Yodeik or Shabbos, and he does Malachas Harbe B'Shabbos is Harbe, he's Chayav al Kol Shabbos is Shabbos. Xeris HaKasuf. According to Rashi, it emerges that be'emes shochechek or Shabbos v'yodeik or Shabbos is really one din. It's really one din of shigas Shabbos. Just if you know ikar Shabbos, if you know that there's such a concept as Shabbos, then you heard about it in the middle during the week. You heard about it. But if you forgot Iker Shabbos, then you didn't hear about it. And therefore you only chayv one chatas. And this is learned from B'Shamru. Like we said, it says in the Gemara later on, sometimes there's one shmira for many Shabbos, sometimes there's a shmira for each individual Shabbos. But a shochech Iker Shabbos and Yodeik or Shabbos are the same. Just Shochechek or Shabbos. You didn't find out in the interim that there was Shabbos. And Yodeik or Shabbos, you did find out in the interim. So how's this learn from B'Shamru? Then what do we learn from B'Shamru? We learn from B'Shamru that all Shabbosos can turn into one Metzius. Shmira achas, the Shabbos is harbe. One shmira for many Shabbosos, and therefore, if you guard, a person forgets Iker Shabbos, so he's going to be chay for all Shabbos Shabbosos together. So we'd like to understand this pasuk of B'Shamru. So in the Sefer Machane Yosef, which was written by one of the great Gaonim who was just Nifter, Rachmana Litzlan, Rav Chananya Eisenbach, who was maybe the greatest Chabad Talmud Chacham alive, He was a Rosh Yeshiva in Tomchei Tumimim in Bnei Brak, and he was a Rav in Buenos Aires towards the end of his life, and he was an editor of the Talmudic Encyclopedia before computers. So he already in his youth, when he was a young man in the 60s, was already a walking encyclopedia. He was just nifter at the age of 77. So he's got a lot of great Torah, and it caused me tzar to hear of his passing. Chaval al da'avdin. So he offers the following hesber. Later on in the Gemara, Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis, says Amar Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rishim Ben Yochai, Amolim Misham Yisrael Shtei Shabbosis Kehochsam Yad HaNigal. The Jewish people would keep two Shabbosis Kehalacha, they'd be Nigal. So the Chor, it's hard to understand. Why two Shabbosis? If you want to get the minimum, one Shabbos, like Mordechai Ben David said, just one Shabbos and we'll all be free. So at the end of Yom, it says, Rishim Manasi Omer, Visham Reisel says Shabbos. The Torah says, be Mechala one Shabbos in order that he should keep many Shabbosis. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, if I was there, I would have said that I have a better for it. V'chai, you know how you know you could be Mechala Shabbos? Because of V'chai Ben V'shalo Yishayamas Ben. Because it says you should live by them and not die, and therefore you could be Mechala Shabbos to save a life. The Or HaChaim, in Parashas Kisisa, writes a big Chiddush. He says, Emosi Amarti Lecha, L'shmor Ish Yisrael Afilu Be'erech Kavod Shabbos, Dafka Lassos Perish, Badim Sheshna Begeder Amod Lassos, Aval Misha Vadei, Lo Yakam Velo Agil L'Shabbos L'Shomro, Hagam Shirfur Se L'Ril L'Shol Se L'Yam Lo Yichal L'Av Shabbos. The Rechaim says, the only time you're Mechal Shabbos is if you can keep future Shabbos. But if he's not going to make it to next Shabbos, you can't be Mechal Shabbos for him. He has to be in a state that he's going to be able to be keeping Shabbos. If he can't keep another Shabbos, then forget it. And the Mefarshim don't understand the Or HaChaim. It's against Halacha. We're Mechal Shabbos even for Chayisha. The Menachas Chinuch writes that he's only talking according to Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, because that's what comes out from his Jerusha. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, you have to be Shomer Shabbos HaRbe. But we paskin like Shmuel. B'chai b'hem. So you're Mechal even for Chayisha. Chasim Sofer says that we paskin like both Limudim. How can that be? So this is discussed by the Minchas Aluzer, the great Gaon, Muncatcher, in the first volume of his Sefer, Siman Tes, in the Chedushim of Biurim B'Shas, of the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Chos Yogen Aleinu, Chela Gimel, Siman Dalet. However, what Rav Shimon Asya says, Chalov Shabbos Achas, Kedei Shishmer Shabbos Es Harbe, requires explanation. We're making a deal with Hashem. He'll be Mevater on one Shabbos, and then we'll keep a lot of Shabbosis. Where do we find such a thing? So Yitochen, that the explanation is as follows. Shem Menasi Yadarshin Zol Pasek. Shem Menasi Osa Shabbos. Las is a Shabbos Daros and Brise Olam. Ben Yuv Emenasi Osi Li Olam. Hatzivu Li Yisrael Ulishmor Itz a Shabbos. In such a way, Las is a Shabbos L'Dorosam, to say that it's not just a Tzivu on Shmir Shabbos Stam. And Memela Mide Shavua B'Shavua Choyzev Achol Tzivu Yizel Shel Shmiris Shabbos Kvom Mitzis Tefillin O Tzitzis L'Mashal, that the Mitzis Laniach Tefillin O L'Satev B'Tzitzis V'Ach Pashitu Shekashem Shish Mitzvah Laniach Tefillin L'Satev B'Tzitzis Hayom Kach Kayom As Osen Mitzis Gam Mochor Mochor Taim El Shem Melechat Chila Bo Atzivu Lishmur As Shabbos Bofen Shel Adaros And Bris Olam. It's not an independent Kiyum. We want to keep Shabbos in such a way that it lasts for the generations. It's not Stam at Tzivui on Shmir Shabbos, and that each week we have a new Tzivui like we would for Tzitzis or Tefillin. It's a continual Tzivui for all the generations. That's what Shimon Asi is telling us. Since the Tzivui is Lishmor is Kol HaShabbosos, all Shabbosos are one Cheftza. So definitely have to be Mechala one Shabbos in order to keep a lot of Shabbosos. Because Melechatchili or Mitzuvah and a lot of Shabbosos, even if it means being Mechal one Shabbos. Because we have a Tzibra and all the Shabbosos together. And with this we can understand Rabbi Nassin and the Yalkut in this parish, Minayin to Omer Shekol Mishim Shabbos Shabbos Ketikna. Malin Olav Kilo Shomer Kol HaShabbos Smiyom Shabbar Kodesh Baruch Olam Ad Sheyichi Vameisim. I don't know if somebody's Mishamer one Shabbos Ketikna. It's as if he was Shomer all the Shabbosos from the day God created the world until Tchias Vameisim. says Rosh Hashanah Yisrael to Shabbos. That's the Kli Yakar. What's this talking about? V'chol Maski Yishomim Al Amare. How did Rav Nosson learn a remez that if you keep one Shabbos, it's like keeping all the Shabbos until Tchias HaMeisim? Where does he see that? So maybe the answer is Rav Nosson Darshan in the Yalkut there, the same Drash of Shem Menasya. And the Yisod of this Drush and this Chiddush of Rav Nosson and Shem Menasya is telling us that all Shabbos are one Chativa Achat, one unit. Because God wants that all Shabbos should be guarded by the Jewish people of Daros and Bris Olam. Since you're Meshavah, Shabbos, Shabbos, Ketikna, as if you're Meshavah, all the Shabbos, because they're all one Cheftzah. That's why you're Mechal, one Shabbos for the rest of the Shabbos, because all Shabbos are considered one Cheftzah of Shabbos. So now it's Pashat. And Rabbi Yochanan says, if the Jewish people would be Meshamer, two Shabbosos. Why two? Because Lidaros and Bris Olam. One Shabbos, you don't know that it's a Bris Olam. But if you have two, then you're connecting. You're saying, no, this is a Hemshech. Because all Shabbosos are a Chativah Achat. So now we understand Rashi, Shemana Yisrael Sa Shabbos, Kol HaShochech Iker Shabbos, and you did a lot of malachas and a lot of Shabbos, you only have one chatas. Why? Because all the Shabbos are a chativ achas. And that's taka learned from Shemana Yisrael Shabbos, that's the Shabbos L'Dorosam. That's L'Doros, it's a Hemshech, it's not just one Shabbos. So if a person is Shochech Iker Shabbos, so he's only going to be chayiv one carbon for all of them because they're one unit, as we explained. Okay, there's still a lot more to talk about here. I'm saying there's a welt, but I wanted to say this vort because Eisenbach was nifter, and I wanted to learn some Torah Lilu Nishmasa. So we should be zochem Yirtz Hashem to see Tchias HaMeisim Bekarov, and hopefully learn more of Rav Eisenbach's Torah because he was mamish a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Okay, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.